Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
We will get to Bill's Grills in a second. Before that, plug for our friend at Computer Hardware, Trip and the team just south of 70th and Owen Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI, the Apple Store of Nebraska. You've got questions about your computer, phones, watches, you can buy it there. They'll fix them there. Computer Hardware, Trip is a he's an expert. His team is a bunch of experts, and you can always rely on him to help you out with your stuff. Sip has gone there many times. Bill's been there. I've been there. I would go nowhere else.
If you stop in to buy a computer today, he'll get you 3 hard shell tacos from Taco Inn. 3 hard shell tacos from Taco Inn and some what do they call those little like tater tots, but they're flat. You know what I'm talking about? They're a little more.
No, Taco John's would be an Olay, but I don't know if they call those Olays there.
I don't know for sure.
I just went to Taco Inn the other day. I declined those, but
why would you do that?
I just got a veggie burrito.
Are they Mexi fries? Are they called
Mexi fries?
Exactly.
Mexi fries.
Mexi fries. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he'll throw Jake's
in
right.
He'll throw in some Mexi fries also with the 3 hard shell tacos.
That's nice a trip.
Yes.
It's nice a trip.
You should go see it. Yeah. Trip's a good dude. Also, Kearney, Hastings, and GI, but also in Lincoln.
GI.
70th and O. Computer Hardware. It's time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them today at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a wild card Wednesday, Bill. Where are you taking us today?
Going down a fun rabbit hole, I believe. We've got Week 1 Wednesday. Let's talk football schedules for week one. What's coming out the first week of football?
This.
Oh, I love schedules.
What's today?
I love schedules.
February 26th.
February 20th. We're going to talk about
never too early.
6 months away. We're going to start off with, I know there's a zero. There's a great game coming up over in Ireland, which is Farmageddon with Iowa State and Kansas State. But let's go to the first
double.
Think about this on the first Saturday, August 30th. Alabama at Florida State. Now, some of these I know are neutral. I get that part. They're going to be neutral. Alabama
plays Florida State.
Florida State. Alabama, Florida State. Then you've got Auburn goes to Baylor.
These are week
one. Week one.
Week one.
Week one.
Auburn's going to Waco?
How about this one? LSU at Clemson. I'm not 100% sure. I think that's probably a neutral site, but I need to. They didn't have all that listed on that. LSU's playing Clemson in the first game. How about that? They're both. What are both places called? Death Valley.
They are.
Well, it's very confusing.
Very confusing with that. It's not really.
You coached at Death Valley.
Yeah, the original.
Wait a second. Clemson's Death Valley.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Tennessee at Syracuse.
Not bad.
Very interesting.
Not bad.
In the dome, be wound up. They had a great year last year.
That game is at Clemson, by the way.
It's at
Clemson. True game. True
you think
home
that'll
game.
Be fun to go to?
No.
Think there'll be any fan-based interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
LSU's incredible. Coming. They're coming from their own Death Valley to another Death Valley, and it's going to be Clemson. Just imagine that one.
I can't. The Tennessee at Syracuse.
Alabama, Florida State. Can you check that one, Jake, if that's a neutral or not?
Tennessee, Syracuse is a really interesting game.
Very interesting game. Now, if they lose some players, Syracuse does, but it's in the dome.
It's in the dome.
It'll be nuts. First game of the season.
What a thing for Tennessee to do.
Yeah.
We're going to go play Syracuse.
Let's go play Syracuse in the
dome. Alabama, Florida State is going to be at Florida State.
It's at Florida.
Yep. Dope Campbell Stadium.
Can you imagine what that's going to be like?
I can't imagine.
Do the.
Oh, and you know what? There's already a spread out for that game. Alabama, 9.5.
How can nine and a half spread out for that game?
For six months from now.
Let's see if this game garners any interest for the fans. Texas at Ohio State.
But that's
anyone,
the one.
Will anyone even watch that game?
That's the one.
Texas at Ohio State.
Arch
Manning against the national champion from the previous year, Texas.
That's at Ohio State. Jake, is that automatic 10 million viewers?
It should be.
Yeah, that's
automatic.
Automatic 10 million. Yeah. That's unbelievable. Got another one for you, a little sidecar. Utah at UCLA.
Interesting.
Utah, very interesting. Old Pac-12 people meeting up there. Yeah. Now they're Big 12 and Big 10. Very interesting. Another one I thought was very cool to watch. You'll love to watch this one. Georgia Tech at Colorado.
Strange, but interesting. Georgia Tech brings back that good quarterback. Yeah.
They're very interesting.
Haynes King?
Yes.
Haynes King.
And they run the ball.
Good job, Jake.
How about on Sunday? How about watching this game? Pretty interesting. South Carolina, Virginia Tech.
Love Sunday games.
Sunday games. This is the first week.
Sunday games in the first week.
Love them. Here's another one on the same day. How about this one?
Think you'll watch this one? Notre Dame at Miami.
Gee-many Christmas.
Notre Dame at Miami.
It's like Christmas.
Yes. Remember, this is the one they dubbed back in the day, convicts versus Catholics. That's what they
this
dubbed
game,
it.
Yep.
Yes,
sure,
this
the
game
one.
Was dubbed. We didn't do it. No. I'm just reporting.
Better times.
Better times. That was at Notre Dame.
Wasn't offensive back then. That,
yeah. Monday.
It's not offensive now.
I'm not offended.
Yeah.
And then Monday, the Monday night game is TCU at North Carolina. Bill Belichick. They'll show his girlfriend numerous times.
I hope they don't do that.
There will be a lot of things to do. Think of the games to start the season.
Those are incredible.
I mean, there's like five or six.
That's week one.
Week one.
Can we just
Alabama at Florida State. LSU at Clemson.
Talk about them every day.
Texas at Ohio State. Every day.
Every day we should just
I'm kind of sad for Bill because I know he's ecstatic for 6 months away. I feel the same
That's
excitement.
That's why we talk about it every day.
I don't know. Let's talk about if we're going to be an 11 seed again.
No, I said I'm sad for waiting this long is my point.
Of those games, clearly Texas Ohio State's the best, right? Do we agree on that?
Probably, but that LSU-Clemson is ridiculous.
That's really good. That's really good.
Because the energy, I bring that up because of what it'll be like in that stadium, in Clemson, in Death Valley.
LSU-Clemson, it's very regional in nature. The reason Texas-Ohio State trumps it in my mind, it's not as regional in nature. It's cross regions, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's a huge game, too, because both those teams are top five.
Both, yeah, it's incredible.
It's a monster game.
Yeah. The fan base.
It's a monster.
Those
are monsters.
Where it changes everything, changes you in spring ball. Who do you open up with? We open up with Texas. It's real. We open up with Clemson.
I've always thought that was a good thing.
And then all of a sudden, what's camp like when you're opening up with, when you don't have a must? And
loved it.
A couple layup wins to start things off. It's like,
I love those seasons for Nebraska when they're going to open with someone good. Those off seasons were better.
Didn't go well for Nebraska. In recent years.
No, I'm going back now.
I understand that.
I'm going back to
But it changes life. What it does, what Steve's talking about, though, it changes your mentality as during camp. Because camp, what happens much earlier in camp, you're going to start having sessions that are, like, based on your opponent. You won't be that far in going, hey, listen, we're going to have a 15-minute period here today, and it's all on Ohio State. We're going to have we're going to get ourselves ready for this game a little earlier. You still have your things you have to be able to get done, but there's going to be some stadiums, and then there was a lot of games that were just one A's. There's a lot of great ones. These are ones I thought there's four or five that are ridiculous. But who doesn't want to see Georgia Tech at Colorado? I do. I want to see. So I want to see Colorado. What are they like this year?
Yeah. What are they like? Yeah. We'll see on that.
Now we all know Nebraska plays. In KC on a Thursday, someone says that I'm glad Nebraska's not playing because I want to watch all those games. I want to watch all those games on Saturday. You know what? Nebraska plays Thursday.
Good. You get a double shot. I like that, too. I do like that. I'll get to watch some of that. I didn't even thought about that, but that's good.
You can watch all of it.
Yeah, good chance to see Nebraska play on a Thursday.
Right.
The next day is Nebraska Day at the Royals.
It is. Husker Day at the K. How do you know that?
That's what I do. Sports.
Why do you know that?
Sports. So there'll be a lot of fans. They'll be doubled down.
Jake not be there?
Jake has to be there. There's no way you cannot be at Royal Stadium.
I think we can probably plan on me doing the show remotely on Friday the 29th at this point.
Right
now. But doing the show. Post Nebraska.
Now, here's the big thing, because it's a big deal for you guys. When you guys go out, when you and Sean, when you guys all travel, it's a big deal. So are you guys staying the night before in Kansas City when it's like to the when you go night game? Because it's night game, and when you go there from like from you can actually
3 hours from here.
It's not even that. You could be at the stadium in about 2:40.
No, here's the thing. It's nobody's interested in this. We all go. I think we're all going separate because Sean will travel with his family and make a weekend of it. I might be going to the game solo.
Really?
Yeah, which is fine. It's a work trip for me. Down and back, probably.
I'm thinking 7 o'clock game. Listen, this show goes till 9. You can leave at 9, get down there at noon, and you're good to go.
But don't need to leave at noon.
You probably don't.
The next day is going to be the hard one.
Hey, guys. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Because if you think you're going to drive back, you're not going to be done riding. You won't be leaving the stadium until like midnight.
I think you better stay in KC.
Yeah, probably stay in KC. Yeah. Could drive back, but probably stay in KC. When Nebraska played volleyball down there, remember when they played Florida in the national title match?
Mm-hmm.
I drove down and drove back. It was glorious. But it was like a 3:30.
3:30 a.m.
Yeah. I got back at 3:30 a.m. But it was still fun. Yeah. It was fun. A lot of talk radio. Anyway.
Week one Wednesday.
Bill, we could do that more often. Just revisit.
I love schedules.
Great.
I didn't know week one was that good.
It's that good. And then I love the fact that, like I said, talk about being intense to start things off. Auburn at Baylor is a big game. Auburn at Baylor. Auburn's got to win that game.
Said yesterday Hugh Freeze might have the hottest of hot seats in all of college
football.
Isn't
Aranda on sort of a hot seat?
He still is. Yeah, he'll still be. Even though they got to a bowl game, it wasn't like it's like, oh, you're out of, we just gave you a new 9-year contract. No, that's not the case. So it's a must win. If Auburn loses to Baylor, it will be so ugly. One game in, and lost. If they lost to Baylor and say, you haven't even started the SEC yet.
It's pretty interesting that Auburn's going into Waco for that game. It is. Sleepy Waco. Yeah. Auburn's going to go liven that place up a little bit. They are.
Texas at Ohio State.
God, I'll tell you what, Bill.
How about the build up to that?
Sorry to take the conversation
back.
Back to Auburn, Waco. I have these fantasies about after my work life, just going to a games just as a guy. Like, I would like that's the game that would intrigue me. Auburn, Baylor. I'd like to go to Waco just to see what it's like. To sit in the stands and live that life, to see what that day's like in Waco.
The fun thing,
that'd be pretty interesting.
If you ever watch Baylor,
I like Waco.
To get to the for the students to get to their section, they open the gates and they run across the field.
Who does?
Baylor. Just Google it sometime. Yeah. So the students run across the field to get. That's how they get into their spot.
No kidding.
And so imagine that game.
It'd be great.
What it'll look like.
Yeah.
When they open the gates and they let
Here comes Auburn.
Yeah, here comes Auburn right out of the gate. And it's on.
Here comes Auburn.
Yeah.
By the Brazos River.
Can you imagine the fan bases of these games?
Oh.
I mean. To
shoot some life into
imagine
you.
Texas going to the fans. What are tickets going to cost in that game?
Because there's a lot
of money in Texas, and they want to be at that game. They want to see Arch Manning play against Ohio State. And someone's like, well, I got two tickets. They're $2,000 a piece. They're like, yeah, I'll pay it, whatever.
Do you know what? Those two right now, those two programs and those two cities, they're just monsters. I mean, that's a monster game. Think about Sark. Sark's at the top of his game right now.
He is.
He's at the top. Steve Sarkisian has never been better than he is now. And he may never be this good again. He's in his absolute prime, and probably so is Day. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's going to be must see.
That is Bills Thrills Week 1 Wednesday. Sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Out.
Let's play the game. So give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Now, we had today on Song of the Day, Hank Williams Jr.
Rockin' Randall, Hank.
Rockin' Randall.
I thought today, it's a wild card Wednesday. We'll do some famous Hanks today.
I love it.
Famous Hanks.
Okay.
Famous Hanks because of Hank Williams Jr. If you think you know your famous Hanks.
Yes.
Might hit all four, might go 0-for-4.
That's true. We'll get some right today. If you think you know your famous Hanks, call us at 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. You guys are 1-1 on the week. Today's topic is famous Hanks. You guys feel okay about this?
Yeah.
All right. We have Liam. Liam, how do you feel about famous Hanks today?
Pretty confident.
All right. We'll see how this goes. First question goes to Liam. Bill, a lifeline for one question, as always. You might get angry at this one, but what is Tom Hanks' son's name, who has also had a successful acting career in movies such as Orange County? This is kind of a stretch for
Colin
a Hank.
Hanks.
Is it Colin Nick. Hanks?
Brilliant! I wouldn't have got it. No, me neither. No chance.
I had no idea that Tom Hanks
it's
had a
son.
It's
almost like Jake sent him this.
No, I did not.
It feels like it.
So Tom Hanks has a son.
Didn't know that.
Named Colin. Colin's been in a variety of movies. His Orange County was his first big one. And it's Jack Black, early 2000s. 1-0 lead.
No, I had no idea.
Now, we'll see how this goes. Sip, first question. Hank Azaria is the voice of characters Moe Sisley, Chief Wiggum, and others in what long-standing cartoon animated sitcom? Cartoon.
Bill, I need
animated
you.
Long-standing.
I mean,
I can guess. I'll just say it. The Simpsons.
Oh, brilliant!
Not a lot of long-standing animated ones. Yeah. That and Family Guy, basically.
I've never watched an episode of it.
You don't have to. Yeah. So Bill has that
point? I've not really. I've seen a few clips. That's about it.
1-1 tie. Liam, back to you. Another one. What animated sitcom featured propane salesman Hank Hill, his wife Peggy, son Bobby, and friends?
King of the Hill.
Brilliant.
Sorry, what was that?
King of the Hill.
So
was
this is like right. Animation Day.
Yeah, this is very odd.
It's 2-1 lead. Bill's out of place. This is for you. Barry Bonds is the MLB all-time home run leader when he surpassed Hank Aaron. Who did Hank Aaron surpass to become number one all time when he did it?
Oh.
Bill cannot help you out. He's already got the Simpsons. Who did Hank Aaron surpass to become number
one? I can't use. Do you know it?
Well, it's got to be the.
Don't say it.
Think of famous. That's what I think it is. Someone super famous.
Got to be famous if he had 700 plus home runs.
Three.
Five.
No, five.
Four.
What would be a storied program?
Three.
Lou Gehrig.
That'd be the great Bambino, Babe Ruth.
Ellie knew this.
You didn't think Babe Ruth. You didn't. That didn't cross your mind. I even said, hey, how about a story? How about a program here? How about,
the Yankees. Babe Ruth.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Liam, nice
Stop.
Win.
Stop. I had him all.
Nice win today. All right, good job, Liam. He wins. You guys are now 1-2 on the week.
Oh, Keith Mann's up me.
Sure he is.
Yeah. He's all over me.
I would think so.
Keith Mann's message was, how did you not know that? I just had a moment. I froze.
All right,
hey, can I just explain myself a little bit, please? Bill, you'll understand this because you've had these moments too. Mm. Sometimes the answer's so obvious that it's too obvious.
Oh, I freeze up all the time.
Yeah.
I freeze that. That doesn't.
Babe Ruth is the
Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth had 714 home runs.
He had a candy bar named after him.
It's so dumb that I missed it because I remember this period. I remember watching Hank Aaron hit the home run on a black and white TV. Yeah. It was black and white. Right.
This is for Bill. Tiebreaker, how many All-Star games did Hank Aaron make?
Bill, set a number out there.
14.
My number was going to be 18.
25.
Jeez.
25.
Hank.
25.
Hank.
I'm going to confirm that one more time. Just make sure.
That seems really high, Jake.
Was it interesting that
25-time All-Star. Right. He made it. Yeah. 1955 through 19. What? This is not right. It should be 20. It says 1955 to 1975. It says 25 on here. 20 or 21. Yeah. What it is. Sorry.
So incredible.
They can't be. This is bad info on Wikipedia here.
You're fine.
Bad
Hank,
acting.
Hank
bad
Aaron
adding.
Was interesting to me because he wasn't a big guy.
No.
He could swat it, obviously. But he was not a big guy. Anyway, God.
Nice win for Liam. Hey, and Bill got the Simpsons right. And he would have had Babe Ruth. So we could have gone 4-4.
Of course he would have had Babe Ruth. Anybody would have had Babe Ruth. I just froze
up. Keith is mad at you still. Keith, man.
How did you not know that is what he texted. I did know it.
There's always tomorrow.
I pointed out Keith Mann to my wife. He sits at the table. I don't know, so I'm not sure what he does. He has a headset on.
Doing something.
He had a lot of TV time.
TV time because a lot of the reviewing.
Yep.
Keith was sitting right there. Keith, be aware that everything you do, we're monitoring.
We see you.
So just be alert to that.
He keeps it he's very poised in those situations.
Oh, very poised. Yeah, I've never seen Keith just lose it.
No.
And all of a sudden just lose it.
Have I ever seen Keith lose? I've been dealing with Keith for a quarter century. And I will tell you, I don't think I've ever seen him lose.
Keith's been there for like 45 years.
I will tell you this, Bill. He's been very terse with me at times.
You've told me that Keith's not happy with you
terse.
On something. Yes.
Yes. Terse.
Yes.
When we come back, hour 3, Sean Callahan next on Early Break on the Ticket.